This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
How many times have you thought to yourself, all right, I am done watching Thursday Night Football on the big TV in my living room. I wish I could just watch it on that tiny screen that I can hold in the palm of my hand. Not your cup of tea, perhaps, but Twitter is hoping there is a bunch of people who are going to be interested in doing that. According to the NFL, the social media firm has signed a deal with the league to stream 10 Thursday Night Football games this season. Exact terms weren't disclosed, but the price tag is reported to have been about $10 million, plus or minus. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the whys and wherefores.
Twitter likes to point out that there are more than twice as many people who see tweets as the number of people who are active tweeters, people who sign up for an account and sign in on Twitter. The company is trying to change that statistic, says James McQuivey, a tech analyst at Forrester Research.
Twitter's problem is to try and convert some of that general brand awareness that people have of the Twitter brand into actual behavior.
This is a big challenge for Twitter. At the end of 2015, its active user base shrunk for the first time. So the company has been focusing on its strengths, says James Chalkmok. He's an internet equity research analyst at Maness, Crespi, and Hart.
The way that Twitter is positioning itself right now is to be synonymous with all things live. And when you think about sports, there's nothing more live and engaging than that.
So Chalkmok says watching a football game live makes sense on Twitter. The company also owns the live streaming app Periscope, which will have pregame videos from teams and players. Viewers won't need to sign up or sign in to watch. And that's a big change for the NFL.
This is innovative. It's new.
Rodney Ford, a professor of sports management at the University of Michigan, says the NFL is transitioning into a digital future.
If people are beginning to move away from the usual cable relationship, then all of these other ways are going to be important future revenue streams for all pro sports leagues.
Ford says leagues are trying to figure out how to reach fans directly by going where the eyeballs are online. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.